Are you a woman of color who wants to take up space and own who she is, but people-pleasing and perfectionism's getting in the way? Let me tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unapologetic AF. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, empowerment and embodiment coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you deepen your relationship with your mind and body. Feel courageous to use your voice and give you the permission slip to choose yourself and your desires over everyone else's expectations. Are you ready to stop apologizing and disrupt the status quo? Let's get into today's juice. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Unapologetic AF podcast. Okay, evidently I've been speaking for a while because I'm feeling damn comfortable now. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, and today we will be talking about 3 reasons why dance and sensual movement is key to you unlocking your most audacious self, who gives less fucks about people's opinions and feels more connected to your body, your creativity, and full self-expression. One of my all-time favorite topics, dance. I did talk a little bit about this in episode 1 and how valuable it's been for me, but we're going to do a deeper dive today. I have used dance in all my previous services, from workshop to intensives to one-to-one work. And if you're coming to me to coach you to deepen, shift, transform your relationship with your body and who you are away from societal noise, also you can take up space in your creativity, in your career, in your relationships, like we're going to use dance as one vehicle to help you get there. Now, one thing to note in my teachings with you is I'm not offering choreographic dance. I'm not teaching you a routine. I'm coaching you to unleash the movement that wants to come from you. And there is a method to that madness, let me tell you. The reason I chose to go down this route with dance is because through years of learning routines and going to classes, I realized that you can stay in your head because you're trying to remember the routine. Now, if you have a tendency to strive for perfection, then choreographic dance can feed into that. The want to get it right can keep you in your mind. My job is to guide you to sink into your body, to get out of your head and develop a sense of trust with how your body wants to move. So I do dance a little bit differently over here. There's 100% a time for learning routines. It's just not with me. Okay, so for me, sensual dance means to be fully present with your senses and sensations within your body as you move, and to really connect and feel your sensual nature and pleasure centers through activating certain body parts like your hips, all of which can help to release the shame you've learned to have about your body and therefore you as a woman. To move in this way is the practice of understanding, not just intellectually, but on an embodied internal level, that the shame you've developed was never yours to carry, okay? You weren't born feeling ashamed of your body. That is learnt over the years. And practicing sensual dance can help you release that. As you start to connect with the enjoyment you feel in your body as it moves, your body starts to feel like it's yours, instead of this thing that has been a sight for everyone's opinions, instead of the vessel you're carrying with you day to day because you have to. At the end of the day, what moving sensually does is shift how you've been taught to view yourself as this constant project in need of fixing and perfecting. It allows you to see how much of that is just bullshit, and you begin to acknowledge your body in a different way, something that can bring you pleasure and joy, something that is deserving of care. Now, the word sensuality has some stigma attached because there's this intrinsic link to sexuality. To take sensuality for what it is, yes, it can be linked to sex, but at its core, it's also just about being present with the sensations in your body and feeling pleasure in that. And I just kind of wanted to say that before we carry on with this episode, because I know that the word sensuality can feel really loaded, but we are stripping it right back over here. So my second reason, it gives you the fucking permission to express yourself, to be wild, silly, goofy, sassy, to let parts of your personality shine and come out to play. I led a really beautiful movement class last year, which was all about you finding your own dance in that particular movement. And I remember one of the women saying to me, I can feel that my inner teenager has been unlocked. I can feel the sassy, bold part of me coming out. Like, that was 25 to 30 minutes of moving for her to tap into a part of her that she had felt was hidden and had felt suppressed within her adult self. It doesn't even have to take long to activate parts of your personality that you feel have gone into hiding. Through the years, as a woman of color, you have learned to be in control of yourself, your body, your temperament, your food choices, your opinions, ambitions, expression. As opposed to just letting these aspects of life feel free and uncaged, you look for an authority figure or some sense of approval outside of you to say, yes, yes, you can do this. Yes, I approve of your body. Yes, you can eat that. Yes, you're allowed to express yourself in this way. Or no, don't do that. Don't be loud. Don't say that thing. Don't eat that. Like, it's fucking endless. Just saying that felt exhausting. So imagine what living like that does. Being given the permission to move your body in a way that isn't governed by external rules about what you should look like, how you should behave, what you can and can't say or do, affords you space and time to develop a deep sense of inner approval, inner authority. You're not looking outside of you for that, you're finding it inside of you. And that can lead to greater self-trust, greater confidence, greater inner knowing. You're developing a beautiful relationship with your inner world and expressing that through movement. Like, oh, poetry in motion. I love that term. You would have heard me say that in episode one as well. Okay, my third and final reason. Sensual movement gets you out of your head and that feeling of stuckness. Now, I'm sure you know that when ideas do not flow, you're constantly in your head and your emotions can just feel stuck. Moving sensually allows for stuck emotions to flow through your body and lead to a sense of clarity and clearer focus. It allows for creative thinking. If you're in a bit of a rut with a creative idea, or you're looking to bring something to life, for example, a business idea, and you're just feeling this ickiness that comes with feeling blank, which can then result in overthinking and being in freeze, I'm not just inviting you to do this. I am telling you to get up and to move your body. It's a pattern interrupt. That blood flow just allows energy to move through your body. And trust me, it's going to give your creativity spark not just a little kick up the bum, but a firm kick up the bum. I can guarantee that moving your body, getting into your hips, which is where stuck emotion actually resides, can be such a powerful outlet for your creativity. It feeds it, it frees it from the overthinking brain. When I'm stuck on something that requires my creativity or I'm in deep focus work mode, I will take the time to get up and dance and sink into my hips because I know that it's actually going to help whatever it is I'm doing and allow for ideas and thought processes to flow. Sensual movement is so fucking powerful for your creativity. I could fucking talk about dance and sensual movement all day, but I'm sure by listening to this, you very much understand why I use it in my work with you. It's powerful beyond measure. So just to recap, I talked about why sensual movement is key to unlocking your audacious, less fucks given self, transforming your relationship with your body by releasing shame, and how it can feed into creative practice and ideas. It's also instrumental in developing a sense of inner authority and approval, practicing what it means to trust yourself, to trust your choices and your decisions. I'd love to know what your takeaways were from this episode. Let me know if anything I've talked about today resonates with you. Come hang out with me on Instagram. I love a juicy DM. Or you can email me. All of those details are in the show notes. In the next episode, I'll be talking about why I specifically focus on looking at your relationship with your body in relation to your people-pleasing and perfectionist tendencies and how they are interlinked. I mean, you already know it's going to be a juicy one. All right, my love, until next time. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I hope this episode has given you the permission slip you need to release what's holding you back from taking up space and showing up in your life as your fully expressed, unapologetic self. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to know what your takeaways were. So drop me a DM on Instagram and let's get into some juicy conversation. Please share with a friend so we can empower more women of color to choose themselves and their desires. Until next time.